Charlie Major, The Other Side on CJWE, Southern Alberta's Best Country. My name is Sarah Scott. Thank you so much for joining us on this very chilly Thursday. In studio with us right now, we have a very special guest. We have Darcy Turning Robe. Darcy, hello. How are you today? And are you staying warm outside?
Oh, it's beautiful. I love this weather. But yeah, it is cold. I'm doing good, though. Thank you for having me.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming in. So this isn't your first time here on CJWE, but it's the first time you're joining this audience. So I would love for you to reintroduce yourself and tell us a bit more about what you do.
All right. Okay. Oki mokens is the one who nam hokumata to six a keko six a kawa. My last name is Turning Robe and also Eagle Speaker from Kaina. My mother's name is Eagle Speaker. My father's name is Turning Robe. I do a lot of community awareness, community healing in the city here, of just helping people find the red road, so to speak, and in a lot of different areas in the city and working with different tribes and just making them better choices in life. And that's what I do in the city. I work for closer to home, but I am... This is my other home. Well, Mohkins is Blackfoot traditional territory, so I don't feel like a stranger.
Well, we were talking before we got on the mic, and let me tell you, Darcy has some incredible family stories that I can't wait for you to hear one of these days, or just go hang out with him. He's a good hang, too. And one place you can hang out is at this really great family event that is coming up on New Year's Eve in Siksika Nation, the Community Healing New Year's Eve Sober Dance Memorial Jamboree in honor of late Trina Turning Robe. Mm. So, Darcy, please tell us more about this event. We would love to learn about it.
Yeah, truth be told, you know, this is really big for me because I'm not going to be shy to say, but I'm a mama's boy. You know, my mom was like my backbone, and I do miss her a lot. Like, I think about her every day. I think about her every festive season. You know, this will be my second Christmas coming up without my mother, and this is her favorite, right? But the healing event is it's aimed at healing. That's the word, healing. And we're not the only family, and many different communities suffer from different things of young people, older people, and different parts of our community of losses. And it's so evident, and then you can hear it almost every other reserve. You know, you want to visit somebody and tell me a story about the culture, or tell me a story about something, but all of a sudden it ends with a loss of family member, a loss of family, my dear mother, our dear father. And I'm like, oh, man, it's sad. And it's just so, you hear it so much. And my mother always heard the same thing even when she was here. She was talking about things like I love sharing music and sharing different genres of music. Like, my mom was so into old school country. Like, you just heard Charlie Major. She loves that, right? Like, in power music, my mother was a gifted power singer. Like, the Eagle Speaker family, there's so much history in that on my mother's side. And on my dad's side, Turning Robe side, was so much history of country music. And they blended both of them. I've been around music all my life, and I play music. I play in a band, you know. But the thing is that my mother really wanted this to bring it to the people, because this is a way of our healing, our family, but actually our community. Because when my mother did leave, the place was packed, and our community just came all out for all different directions. The community of Calgary came out too. The people of different reserves just showed up, you know. And, you know, just is our way of giving back. And then anybody can do this. It's not something that just our family. No, any family, anybody can do this. You know, there's a lot of planning that took place. My sister Dana Kamutan, she's the one is like our main backbone. She took over my mom's role in a sense, right? And she's, and my father, like, it's just big for him. Like, I just want to give him so much love, because my mom and dad were, like, together since they were, like, 12 years old, you know? And they raised us through everything, right? And I've seen them do so many accolades in their life, right? And just not have her around, but this is our way of having, still keeping her around. And it's nothing wrong with that. And I want people to know, and our young people to know, is that It's not shameful to think of your family after years. It's not shameful to think about them for 10 years ago, 10 years later. Just to honor them in some way is that we need to do that more. We need to understand that our loved ones will never be forgotten, but sometimes we forget about them after a certain time, or we're just like, okay, I don't want it to be the thing is a norm of the reserve or of the community. I wanted to be like, hey, well, we lost our loved one. Let's honor. Let's think about honoring. And my mom was a traditional powwow dancer. Like, we do honor at a powwow already. Every year, it's going to be our second annual at community, with a closer to home powwow coming up in May. We're going to have another special for her. And this is another part of her. Christian, gospel, country, everything. That she loves this style of music. And there's people coming. And they're already phoning. They're like, I'm going to be there. I wouldn't miss it for nothing, you know. But yeah, like you seen the poster, we got some pretty cool people. We got like the big time rodeo announcer. You know, he's like, we call him the Indian rodeo announcer, Floyd Bighead, Alden Weasel Child. You know, he's awesome. He knew my mom. He grew up with my mom. And then we got people from Morley that are saying they're coming. Brockett, like Fabian North Pagan, Stony River, like there's so many. And then our own local talent are showing up, right? And I can't believe it that it was just a thought, you know. And then all of a sudden our community is supporting us. Like, they're giving us a lot of donations. We have a donation raffle for a Les Paul, you know, guitar. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be, like, you can start buying tickets right now. You know, you can find me on Facebook. You know, I post everything there. And the winner is going to walk away with a Les Paul on New Year's, right? We're going to have fireworks. We're going to have food for the first 100 or 250 people, right? And there's even a concession that's going to be called coffee and a teepee. Yeah, they're going to be in there. They're going to do, and they're known for their catering and their concession. They're pretty awesome. And like I said, it's a family event. You don't, if you want something else, because like New Year's has that stigma, right? It has that stigma of like, okay, I'm going to lose my marbles for the day, you know, get rid of all that craziness. No, my mom was always like, no, there's something positive. Let's do something positive for the community. And she always says, let's do a healing event. It was something that she dreamed of, but we should have did it earlier. But, you know, in tribute of her, we're doing it now, you know. And it's never too late to do something, you know, and we're going to do it now. We're going to try to keep doing it. And maybe later on, if it gets really big, we're going to bring it to the city. And that's something that I want to do. Maybe other agencies out there want to partner up with us. You know, let's do it, you know. But other than that, everybody's welcome. Everybody. Even CJWE's come. They're going to come and visit, you know, everybody. You know.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody's going to have some fun. And, you know, there's going to be traditional singing, like my cousin, the traditional prayer. We were going to have somebody from the Christian community. There's another family member of ours, Casey. He's going to come out and do a Christian prayer and talk about little segments of the Bible. But we also have our knowledge elder, Clement Leather, is going to start this all off in a good way, a blessing. You know, that's what we need, right? And this is not something new. Our people used to do it all the time, you know, but now we just need to do it in a we need to keep doing it. Every nation needs to keep doing it. Just and I don't want to be the ones. I don't want to say that, oh, we started it. No, man, I'm not about that. I want everybody to do it. Just go do it. Get something happening on the reserves. The more positive events, the less crime, less everything happens. You know, gives kids something else to do, right? You know, and our next generation, you know, and also our elders, somewhere to continue healing. Because we need to keep our elders safe and our baby boomers, you know, keep us safe too, right? So I don't know, like there's so much to talk about. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. I can't wait. I play drums. I'm like animal on the drums. Like, and so I can't wait to shine in my own little, you know, I think I'm the best, but I'm not.
Well, you have your own band, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, our own band. It's a family band, yeah. You know. And those are all, like, I have so much history to share, like, from my family own and then our culture, you know, like, that's what I do. That's my life, you know, and I dedicate all about community healing. That's all I ever do is dedicate my life to it. It's not something that I just say, okay, I'm going to go teach. No, I love this. And I wear my culture and all my healing on my sleeve every day, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm proud. I'm really proud to be, you know, proud to go whatever I had to go through in life. Mm-hmm. Just like my grandfather said, I had to go through the rugged trail just because I need to be a strong person for the next generation, and he was. Mm-hmm. And I still miss that guy too, my grandpa. You know, I use his name as a drum group, Soul Rider. You know, I do many different things. Like, I'm not the only person that does it, but I do a lot, you know, and I try to do the best as my ability, right? Yeah.
Well, you're doing an amazing job. And when we were talking, you mentioned that people are texting you all the way from Saskatchewan to come to this event on New Year's Eve. So that's got to feel so good that people are coming to remember your mother and have a great time and be a part of healing and be a part of celebrating the new year in a safe, family-oriented way. And I think that's beautiful. And I think this community healing event, the New Year's Eve Sober Dance, is going to be so much fun. And I love that it's all ages, because a lot of kids, you know, we were once kids. We wanted to go out. We wanted to be a part of these events. But of course, they were all 18 plus. So now every family can go to this. It's from 2 p.m. to 1 a.m. So that is quite the get together right there. And you're saying you're welcoming all musicians and vocalists of all genres as well.
Yes, everything, man. I want the hip hoppers to come. I want the Christian community to come. I want our traditional singers to come, and our country bands and blues, everything, because I got to play with every single one of those styles. And I learned so much from all of them, you know. And we are going to have a table of a tribute table. It's like somebody wants to bring like a picture of their loved one. You know, it could be even their dog, right? You know, your cat or whatever. Just bring it, you know, because this is about healing. I want the kids to know that there is healing, mm-hmm. and there is a place where to go, and there's a place to heal themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's absolutely beautiful. Darcy, thank you so much for coming in today. It's always a pleasure to see you. And it was an absolute pleasure to get you to talk about this event on New Year's Eve. So more information about New Year's Eve Sober Dance Memorial Jamboree in honor of late Trina Turning Robe community healing event is going to be in Siksika Nation. And I am so sorry, I can't pronounce the full name of the Memorial Arbor. So can you please say the location, please?
Oh, location is at Memorial Biksapi Memorial Arbor. It's Yellowfly Memorial Arbor and Gordon Yellowfly, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So it's right there, right off the 901 22X, run right into reserve. It's about 45 minutes to an hour. Depends on how fast you drive.
20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. Yeah. So like I said, you know, Kakadusaki, that's my mother. You know, I can't. She's at work, you know, and that's how I look at it. And she's pushing us all the way through, even though if it's tough. It is tough, you know. We cry every now and then, you know, but she's pushing us through. So
that's amazing.
And I'm glad that we're doing this. And thank you for having me, you know.
You're welcome back anytime, Darcy. Thank you so much. For more details on this, you can head on over to our events page on cjwe.ca. Darcy, thank you so much. Have a very happy holidays to you and your family. And I'll say this now, even though we're probably going to be making it out on New Year's Eve. Happy New Year.
Yes.